This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The potato industry appears pretty pleased with the contents of the Phase 1 trade deal with China. The agreement includes language related to fresh market access for U.S. potatoes in China. Matt Lance, Vice President of Global Access for Bryant Christie, says the overall deal is very exciting, but it's been a long time in the making.
After 20 years, it's really nice to see it in writing. And there's been a lot of work that's gone into putting a market access agreement together. It's going to be for Pacific Northwest shipping potatoes to China. But there are two or three really important issues that need to be resolved. We don't want to sign an agreement and our shippers can't send the products because they can't meet the rules. So there's still another round of negotiations that has to occur before we can sign the agreement. So we're pleased by this, but we're not celebrating. At least that's what I would say.
Without getting into too much detail, Lance says those issues include a pest they'd like to see adjusted and an inspection point they'd like to see removed. Quarles says there are a lot of people to thank.
A tremendous amount of credit is due to Matt Lance and the team at Bryant Christie and John Toseburn and the team at Potatoes USA. Often these issues, you work them day in and day out, week after week after week, and eventually the stars align and you get an opportunity to move something forward. So this is pretty good news.
Listen tomorrow for more.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.